the rest of the story. Nowhere in primitive or modern culture more than in the American Indian do medicines and mysticism mix most remarkably. For the next few minutes, however, I'd like you to forget everything you've just heard on the subject and just listen. John Caron has temporal lobe epilepsy. As anyone thus afflicted can tell you, it's a world of waking nightmares and broken bones and dark despair. John Caron's medication is supposed to suppress his violent seizures. It does not. Once John actually fell unconscious and woke up in another city, no idea how he got there. The potential threat to John's personal safety is enormous. In fact, he might have died long ago, except John Caron is currently under the care of a couple of round-the-clock nurses, Native American nurses, and ever since they came on the job, they have spared John the injury he might otherwise incur by anticipating his seizures, by predicting the approach of a seizure. They can't explain how they know, but they know. It's just a feeling. They can tell absolutely, reliably, invariably, within 5 or 10 minutes, when John will abruptly go blank and topple to the floor. Therefore, one or the other of these nurses will be there to alert John and, equally important, to comfort him when he comes to. Jake, one of the male nurses, was actually in another room when he sensed an impending seizure. He rushed in just in time to break John's fall. Now, case history number 2. Dr. Elizabeth Rudy is herself a patient, her illness epilepsy. There was an interminable time when Dr. Rudy fell down staircases and crashed through plate glass windows and got hit by cars and once even collapsed onto a hot stove. She was awakened in emergency rooms and police stations. In the thrashing darkness of her seizures, she has suffered a broken nose, broken ribs, severed arteries, severe burns. That is, until the past couple of years. Because during that time, Dr. Rudy has been attended by a succession of full-time nurses. Again, Native American nurses. They know when the doctor's having an epileptic seizure. They know in advance, ahead of time, far enough ahead of time, so that she can get safe by lying down in an area free from hard-edged anythings that might hurt her. Case history number 3. Mrs. Barbara Bowling of Marlborough, Massachusetts, is driving through town. Suddenly, her full-time nurse, sitting in the passenger seat, urgently indicates that she is to pull off the road and stop the car. And as a result, only minutes later, Mrs. Bowling has her grand mal seizure in a parking lot instead of a collision. Her Native American nurse simply knew something was about to happen. Studies currently underway are attempting to discover why what you have just heard occurred. Indeed, these are only 3 cases among hundreds of similar ones on record. For now, all that's known for certain is that it happens. We don't yet know why. It will almost make better sense if the nurses with the extraordinary sensitivity you've just witnessed were American Indians trained in the ancient art of folk medicine. And yet these nurses are actually no more than family members, but with one amazing and thus far inexplicable gift, family members who stay near to intervene when necessary with an anxious stare or a kiss on the hand or a warning bark. No one yet knows why, but the lives of John Caron and Elizabeth Rudy and Barbara Bowling and innumerable others suffering from epilepsy have been pulled back from the brink of disaster after disaster by these prognosticators who can foretell the future, these predictors of what's going to happen, these American-bred family pet dogs. Now you know the rest of the story.